SBS Radio.
The Nationals is the party that believes the future of regional Australia is critical to the future of Australia. It says it's dedicated to building stronger regional economies and secure communities to deliver opportunity and prosperity for all regional Australians. Together with the Liberal Party, the Nationals form what's known as the Coalition. It's been an enduring relationship, although the competing priorities between the two parties can create tension. The Liberal Party has always supported free markets, while the Nationals have traditionally sought to protect the economic interests of those in regional and rural Australia. Lecturer in politics at the University of Sydney, Dr. Stuart Jackson, says with much of Eastern Australia in drought, the party's work in shaping water management policies will be one of the top issues at the forthcoming election.
The National Party has not been managing the issue at all well while in government, and when they've had the capacity to perhaps also pursue a better management of the whole riverine system. But it's not just about the rivers, of course. This goes back over the last 30 and 40 years for people in rural areas saying, well, where's my bank? Where's my railway? Where's my post office? Where's all these services that I should be getting?
Dr. Jackson says the party's electoral fortunes have suffered under the leadership of Michael McCormack, partly because of the former leader, Barnaby Joyce. Mr. Joyce has repeatedly called himself the elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia and has said while he's not pushing for a change of leadership, he would nominate for the position if there was an opening. Barnaby Joyce stepped down last year after the revelations his marriage had ended and he was in a relationship with a former staffer, a point Michael McCormack emphasised when asked about Mr. Joyce's intervention in March.
Well, he was the elected Deputy Prime Minister and then he resigned. Last February, he resigned. I'm now the Deputy Prime Minister and I'm working very hard with my colleagues to make sure that we build a better rural and regional Australia, and I'll continue to do that.
Dr. Stuart Jackson from the University of Sydney says unlike Barnaby Joyce and previous leaders of the Nationals, Michael McCormack struggles to make an impact in his media performances.
McCormack doesn't really have those particular capacities to cut through and get onto the media. And without that, he then becomes somewhat more invisible. That's what most political leaders as an issue face. But his is a relatively small, or 25% of the population or less, depending on the state, constituency that needs to make its voice much more broadly heard. Otherwise, it becomes discounted and certainly, if not forgotten, then taken for granted.
Dr. Jackson says voters who are disenchanted with the Nationals could turn to One Nation, the Labor Party, or independent candidates.
They won't necessarily be successful, but that should be taken as a signal moment for the National Party when they see these candidates, and particularly when they do well, to say, well, perhaps we have to revisit what we are doing and why we exist as a party and how we prosecute our policies. Not to knee-jerk and say, as some have pointed to Barnaby Joyce, you know, he should be leader again. Well, that will be a two-edged sword, because he was one of the reasons they didn't deliver. So perhaps he will be, you know, yes, he's a rambunctious individual, good, great retail politician, but he's also not been the deliverer that perhaps all of them would have hoped for.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.